Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. This is your boy, the coach from the WWE. I would like to welcome you to the very first wrestling podcast in the world to take you on a weekly deep dive in the classic matches along with legends of the squared circle. Enjoy the discussion. Enjoy the back and forth. There's so much to get into. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Payoff.
Welcome to an all-new episode of The Payoff. I'm Tom. That's Jeff. Jeff, how the hell are you doing, and where the hell did you find this match?
You know what? I figure it's been, you know, going on almost 3 years for The Payoff. It was time to do a Nasty Boys match. Like, it was just, we're long overdue. I'll be honest. I think I was just kind of looking at matches, and when I saw the list of like where this match is in regards to how high it was ranked and like, you know, the ratings on this one, I was like, how the hell is a Nasty Boys versus Cactus Jack and Max Payne match coming in at as many stars as it is, and only in a short match at that too? And so I was like, yeah, we got to add this one. We got to figure out what's going on like this. From my quick readings, it's supposed to be brutal. It's supposed to be really good. It's super high ranked. And so we, you know, can't always totally rely on that, but hey, we're rolling with that today. And so, yeah, it's, I was kind of a mid-card Nasty Boys fan. I won't lie. I kind of liked the gimmick. I thought it was cool. And so, hey, why the hell not? Let's do this, you know?
The highest rated match in the Nasty Boys story career.
Ooh, okay. I didn't dig that far, but that's good to know. So good reason to cover this one then.
Yeah, I'm pumped. Let's get right into the build.
Oh, it's time for the build.
All right. So, you know, this is an interesting time, and I'll get more into this during the match, but the speculation that is running rampant throughout World Championship Wrestling is Hulk Hogan may be on his way in. Okay. Ooh. So this is right before Hulk Hogan arrives in WCW, April 17th, 1994, we're in Chicago. There was actually speculation that Hulk Hogan may be on this show. At one point, Meltzer was speculating, like the week prior to this, that if an agreement was in place, he could be in Chicago. They're already hinting on, I mean, this is kind of funny to think about, but they were already hinting on WCW TV that Hulk Hogan may be coming in, even though they hadn't signed him to a contract yet. So an interesting approach.
I'm trying to manifest it. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, how, like, you wouldn't really see that now. I mean, and I don't even know if, I mean, he wasn't under an agreement with the WWF, but like kind of like they had an opportunity to match. So it's just interesting. It was like almost like some tampering there. So this particular show, we start off with Johnny B. Badd defeating DDP in 5 minutes. Steven Regal retaining his TV title. Fighting Brian Pillman to a time limit draw. So they went 15 minutes. Then the reason we're here, this Chicago street fight, which I'm excited about, Steve Austin, who is your United States champion, defeating the Great Muta by DQ to keep his title in 16 minutes. Sting defeating Rick Rude to win the WCW International World Heavyweight Championship. Bunkhouse Buck defeating Dustin Rhodes in a Bunkhouse match. Vader defeating The Boss, who that was one of Big Boss Man's gimmicks, in a 9-minute match. And then the main event, Ric Flair retaining his world championship in against Ricky Steamboat with a double pin. So that match got 4.25 stars. The Bunkhouse Buck Dustin Rose match got 4 stars. Vader and The Boss, 3.5 stars. And of course, the match we're covering, very well reviewed. So pretty fun show. You know, it's funny though, because we bitch now about how many titles there are in wrestling, but even back then we had a TV title. We had a U.S. title, we had an international heavyweight title, and we had a world heavyweight title. So four of the eight matches were for a title on this show. A lot of titles.
Oh, crazy too, to think like the lowest rating on this card was actually the Sting match, which is just crazy to think about, like Sting versus Rick Rude. So like, okay.
Yeah,
like
both, both pretty good workers, but yeah, that's a good point.
But okay, that's what we're getting with. So cool. All right, ready to get into it?
Well, is there a storyline?
Yeah, I was gonna say, ready to get into it.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm curious how these guys got linked up, because this seems like a very random pairing, and I want to know how they ended up needing to settle this in a Chicago street fight.
It does seem odd, but yeah, there was actually a lot of crossover, which was really interesting. And so, so you had the Nasty Boys of Brian Knobbs and Jerry Sags. They actually returning to WCW. It was July of 1993 and being managed by Missy Hyatt. They had a small run in WWE. So that was, like I said, about a year, just under a year of when this match taking place. And so, it's actually Fall Brawl, which was September of 1993, actually beating Arn Anderson and Paul Roma to become the World Tag Team Championships for WCW, losing it just a couple of weeks later, actually, to Buff Bagwell and Too Cold Scorpio, but then winning them back again in the late October. And so a little bit of hot shotting with the tag belts there, but after a couple of months, these guys were kind of in that picture and doing that. So, jump to 1994, February Super Bowl IV at this point, actually retaining the titles, having a match in the kind of the first rumblings of this match, actually, again, beating Cactus Jack and Max Payne at that one. It's actually a DQ win for the Nasty Boy. Oh, excuse me. It was a Cactus Jack, Max Payne DQ win. And so, but the Nasty Boys retaining because of the DQ on that one. And so, you actually had, one of the Nasty Boys destroying or smashing, Max Payne with a guitar on that one. So, I had to look this up a little bit, but this actually played out on, at the time, what was WCW Pro. Tom, do you remember WCW Pro at all?
I do. Yes, I actually do. I don't know when it aired, but I remember knowing about it.
So again, this match, like I said, taking place in the middle of April, but it was actually the March 19th episode of Pro that it was announced that these guys would have a rematch of that previous match from Super Brawl, which would be a Chicago street fight because of the DQ finish. And so that was very on point for kind of how we got to that point, kind of, you know, way of making sense and things like that. So I'll talk a little bit briefly about Pro. It was not kind of broadcast everywhere. It was actually on TBS on Saturday mornings, taking the place of WCW Powerhouse. And it was just WCW Pro at this point. There was kind of some back and forth with where it was filmed. It was actually filmed at Disney's MGM studio down in Florida. And so it kind of bounced around time slots. It was in the morning on Saturday, and then it was Sunday afternoon. Eventually, though, it was replaced by the famous, as we all know, Tom's favorite WCW show, WCW Thunder. And so after a couple of years of doing that, so again, they would, and then there was also Saturday Night. So it was actually in its kind of replacement and kind of what was happening. It turned into a really kind of a clip show for a long time there, kind of highlights and things like that. You had Larry Zbysko kind of doing stuff, as well as Mike Tenay on there. And so kind of running on and off until 1998 when it was canceled. So that's how, like, Pro is where this started. So you had it being announced on March 19th, but then just a week before this one, it was actually an episode of Worldwide, another show kind of happening that.
I mean, yeah, hell of a time trying to find these things.
Man, seriously, it's bouncing all over the place, different names and what were you watching and stuff like that. Yeah, just kind of crazy. But so it was actually a video promo where Max and Cactus confronted the Nasty Boys and said that that was when they said there'd be no rules, and that they, you know, it was just going to be a brutal match and all this other stuff. And so, so really just how we got there was these, you know, it's a really a rematch of their previous match, and then some video package, and, you know, not a whole lot happening, but that. So at one point, we all know about Cactus Jack, Mick Foley and kind of his background. But I did want to talk a little bit about Max Payne, because again, we've not talked a lot about about him on the show. And so him actually, he actually made his debut. It was January 30th, 1930 or 1993 episode of Worldwide. He actually beat just some local talent on that one. And so his first pay-per-view match was Super Brawl 3. He actually came out to the ring with a guitar, challenging Dusty Rhodes for the U.S. Heavyweight Championship. He was actually taking the place of who at the time was injured Ron Simmons. And so it was actually Rhodes beating him on that one, but instead of being like submitting, he actually pushed the ref to be DQ'd. And so Dusty getting the win through DQ on that one. It was actually the submission hold he had him in was not about to tap. And so, and then really like just kind of some random things that Max had been doing at this point. He was in the Battle Bowl, which we kind of working together. He was actually partnered with Too Cold Scorpio on that one. He actually lost in the first round to a small known group, who's a stunning Steve Austin and Ric Flair. So losing to that one, unfortunately. He had been heel through a lot of this time, but then turned face to team with Cactus Jack, actually, you know, kind of going leaning into 1994. And so at that point too, we had Starrcade. It was actually Cactus and Max winning a tag match on that one. And like we said, there was also a Clash of Champions where they took on the Nasty Boys. And so there was just a lot of different matches where these guys, like I said, taking place between the Super Brawl. You had the Clash of Champions that January or the end of January 94. So while there wasn't a ton of kind of, you know, matches with these guys, they were occasionally kind of in the ring together. There was a decent little storyline here. Like they had had a match. This was a rematch. So we were going to up the scale a little bit here and make it the Chicago street fight, be a little bit more brutal, all that stuff. And so that kind of makes sense. And so, yeah, it's just kind of interesting how this is going to play out though. And we'll just get into it, you know?
All right. Well, we are at the 37-minute mark of Spring Stampede 1994, Season 1, Episode 1 of Spring Stampede. Jeff, are you ready?
I'm ready, man.
I am too. I'm looking forward to this one. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Let's get into the payoff.
Ho! It's time for the payoff.
We have two referees assigned. All 4 men are going to be going at it. Pinfalls count anywhere.
So Nasty's walking to the ring. Got the Nasty gear on. I love that.
Or what are they? Like lead pipes. Yep.
Yeah, lead pipes. I guess they're the tag team champions at the time. I don't know if this was for the titles or not, but they were carrying the tag team championships at the time. Falls count anywhere in this match, as the poster says. And now we've got the, there's Cactus Jack wearing a Super Dad shirt.
Good stuff. Yep.
Okay. And Max Payne behind him.
Looking young.
Yeah.
A young Mick Foley. Yep.
A young Mick Foley. I mean, this was 2 full years before you'd see him, as Mankind. All right. So they're just going right at it here. I think this is just going to be a brawl.
Jobs. Yeah. Attacking him with the pipes, the Nasty Boys. And so you got Cactus is kind of falling off the ramp. Max Payne, big boy. Max Payne, Jesus.
A real big boy. Tall, yeah. Wide. Yeah. I mean, he makes the Nasty Boys look small.
Yeah, he really does. And so, yep, you've got, just kind of a straight shot to the head there with that pipe. Yep, that hurt. And so, yes, so- this is, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so the you know, like I mentioned, there was the drama of Will Hulk Hogan show up. Now, also going on was obviously all the steroid stuff, and it had come out what Hulk Hogan had made for WrestleMania 4. I'm sorry, WrestleMania 5 against Randy Savage. He had made $1 million from that show. So, which is a lot of money back then.
I was going to say, was that probably the largest payoff to that point?
It was. That was the largest payoff that anyone had known for a match. It was just wild. So, you know, I mean, the amount of money that even back then is pretty substantial. So, not exactly a gimmick folding chair, like a regular folding chair.
Yeah.
Hit with that. Yeah.
And so there was a little bit of, I didn't really bring it up, but there was some behind the scenes, like feelings toward Max Payne and some, like, I think that, you know, some conversation of like being worked stiff and like the Nasty Boys were just a little bit too, you know, weren't kind of pulling punches or anything like that. And so, and it, a lot of that was directed toward Max Payne. Now these guys are, they're straight up chair shots on this one. So you had the lead, but they're on the outside. Things are just crazy. You know, getting hit with the pipe, which even if that was worked a little bit, but that, like you said, that was not really a true work chair. And so you just had another chair shot that these guys were taking. So everybody's on the outside. This is what I was going to say is, well, this is a tag match. This is not tag your partner in. Like, this is just a brawl with everybody kind of fighting. And so they're on the outside right now, just kind of getting into it.
I mean, it doesn't really look like they can be much stiffer. I mean, they're just not pulling any punches at all.
It's extremely stiff. Yeah. And so again, Foley just bumping like crazy. I also have two refs as well, too, on this one, one on the outside, one on the inside, getting ready to make the calls as needed.
And I like the old WCW ramp from the entrance to the ring.
Yep. Yeah.
Especially especially in matches like this.
Well, and this is working to their advantage. They're kind of fighting on the sides of it. They're, you know, they're not quite in the crowd, but they're, you know, kind of going at it. So it's good stuff. It's security guard doing everything he can to stop the crowd. That's not going to work. Foley's already kind of out of it in the ring, not really moving much after getting hit with the pipe a whole bunch. Kind of hard to follow the action on this one. I will say that, like, we're kind of seeing things happening, but it's kind of, you know, cut and you don't know necessarily know what's happening here. So yeah, both guys in the ring, you can see in the background, they're not really doing much.
One of the few times I can remember ever having like two referees in a match, it actually makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Right. Yeah. Why don't they do it more often, you know, for some of these types of things. Yep. So just using the pipe at this point in the point or in the match.
I mean, that's like the third like major bump that Mick Foley's taking.
So getting to, so pipe to the throat and then kind of falling over the top rope. Yeah, that was crazy.
That's one of our souvenir stands.
That's right.
I mean, you just look at, so
this
like,
is like one of the parties at your house, Tony.
You see the WCW souvenir stand right here?
Yes.
I mean, look how shitty it was.
I'm wondering, like, is that even a true souvenir stand, though? Like,
I actually think it was, and it just shows you how like poorly like they were doing in terms of like merchandising and stuff. Like, you go to even in this era, you go to like a WWF merchandise stand, there's going to be, you know, 20 different shirts, and I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's kind of weak. I mean, that just, it's one of those ways that Vince has just always been ahead of the game, just in terms of like great merchandising, great licensing.
We got a picture in picture now again, because you got action at the top of the ramp. There's actually a pinfall count there, or going for it. Not getting.
Have you ever seen this where there's been two different one-on-one matches essentially going on right now? And it's not like one are doing rest holds.
Well, and I wonder too, like how the crazy finishers, what if you have the opposite teams pinning guys, like, you know, opposite to each other. Max Payne was carrying around one of the Nasty Boys, put him through the souvenir table. It's a $20 WCW shirt. I'm interested in how much that shirt is that he just pulled down as well, too. Got to be $20 for the merch. A good deal for a shirt back then.
So Brian Knobbs just went through that table with all the merch on it. Yeah, I mean, it's just such a, I mean, it almost looks fake, but it's just such a shitty merchandise table. Who's buying a shirt with WCW on it?
Well, so that's a $6 pennant flag, but who is the woman in the calendar that's $7?
Oh, God, I can't see it right now.
I'm interested. It's definitely a lady on a calendar. Yep. I'd be interested. So if anybody has the 1994, WCW monthly calendar, I would be interested to see,
who the centerfold is.
Yeah. Who the centerfold is on this one. I wonder if it's online somewhere. I bet you it is.
This is just chaotic.
Yeah. So this is crazy. Well, and part of it, it's probably like, going through the souvenir stand at this point. It's such a small picture.
Souvenirs gonna be for half price.
like for us watching this at home, this is not a good way to watch it because it's just so the logo is just as big as the picture of kind of what's happening, which kind of sucks. And so, yeah.
Well, now like on the split camera, I'm like watching like the same like thing on both. I mean, this is horribly produced. Ooh,
Jesus. He's got that folding table and he's just cracking it.
So now Sags is carrying a table after he beat Mick Foley with it. He's throwing the table up on the entrance ramp. Max Payne's down, Knobs on top of him, two count there. I mean, this is just brutal. So you got Mick Foley and Sags up on the ramp. Knobs and Mac Payne are working their way back towards it. They're still going through this. Oh, and there goes the final partition in the merchandise stand.
They have destroyed that merchandise stand. I hope you weren't waiting to the end of the show to buy something because you have just missed out on your opportunity. Like,
that's yes, you've got this like split screen thing, but they're like these two small boxes. It's really tough to see.
Foley just suplexed a table onto one of the Nasty Boys, like over his head. He's going like, it's just set up in the middle of the ramp. Like these guys, they are just beating the hell out of each other. Oh, what was that?
That was a shovel.
A shovel.
Got it, I don't know. A shovel.
That is like an ice rink shovel where he just cracked the hell out of Mick Foley.
So now Max Payne is beating Knobs up with a shovel. Oh, on the table.
Which broke before the move could happen.
I mean, everybody's standing like they're going crazy.
There's just, it's like a crazy ECW match. Yeah. I'm looking for the pin here. So Foley got pushed back first off of the ramp. Refs aren't even checking on him. They don't know what they're doing here.
What are you going to win in a match like this? Give up and quit. Go home. Nothing more can be proven, Tony.
This has been incredibly stiff.
Foley just got thrown off the ramp, like just landed. Oh!
Whoa!
I got to be in first place. It's over.
Holy shit. So he brought the shovel down on like that wasn't worked at all. Oh my God. Like he hit him across. Foley was on his back on the ground and he hit him straight on that shovel. Oh, and another. So half of the table after the match is over now running up on Max Payne to hit him with this half a table.
With two sick puppies. Say, Tony.
Well,
Jesus.
The most remarkable thing is the fact that Cactus Jack is even getting up now. Are you seeing where he's been down?
Of course he's getting up. This is the best time he's ever had.
Wow.
The Nasties win that one. And you know,
was there really a winner?
Brutal. Jesus Christ.
I wonder. He's going to need some help. He can only get up.
Jeez.
All right, we're
that was quite the ending. My God.
I'm gonna send a word back. Wow. All right.
Okay. Yikes.
Let's get into the aftermath.
Oh, it's time for the aftermath.
Okay.
Well,
I had read, obviously I had to pull my notes to kind of read the reviews, but they did not do it justice for that was, how do you even call it brutal? Like that was just straight up stiff. I mean, that was a legit street fight. Like that was crazy. I did not expect the ending of that to go the way it did. Jesus.
No.
That was, I mean, straight up table shots, chair shots. Like he just smacked him across the face with a shovel with no regard, man. They were getting worked incredibly well, or that was just, there was no, like no holding back on that one.
I mean, that's one of those where you feel like afterwards they got back there and were pissed off at each other. I mean, it's just, that was just brutal. It was like four guys who just didn't like each other.
Well, and this
and like
speaks
working to the, really stiff
to the behind the scenes of how they felt about Max. Maybe Cactus got a little bit of that too. Like, I don't remember a Nasty Boys. Like maybe we need to watch more Nasty Boys at this point, but like, there's like, you know, were they always that stiff? Like, maybe, I just don't remember it. Like, but man, that was crazy.
Wow.
Okay. So, aftermath, what happened here other than madness?
They went backstage and argued.
Yeah, pretty much. And so, yeah, so Nasty Boys on this one actually went on to feud with Harlem Heat, the Blue Bloods, a couple other teams, stuff like that. They actually beat Harlem Heat Slamboree 1995 to become three-time WCW Tag Team Championship, but they lost it back to them not that long after that. You actually had them being offered a spot in NWO, but them kind of feuding or kind of getting into a Scott Hall and Nash after that. And then you had actually Sags leaving the company, but Brian Knobbs sticking around as a singles competitor going after the Hardcore Championship. And so this was kind of like I was saying, like Max Payne at this one though, you know, or in Cactus Jack, even like I'm happy with the stiffness, like the, you know, inconsistency is the word I saw kind of read on this one as well too. You know, just, you know, then, who is it? Knobbs actually breaking his shoulder because these guys kind of working so weird. And so it was actually Bischoff kind of blaming Payne for hurting Knobbs. And so it just a lot of behind the scenes stuff, which ended up, Max ended up getting buried is pretty much what it boiled down to. And so, he ended up getting fired not too long after that, but he did, it did kind of help Jack with a little bit, kind of a little bit of the storyline there. So just kind of weird how it played out. And so, which Max Payne kind of going on, he actually was friends with Rick Rude, and so actually ended up over at WWF, renamed the Mountain Man Rock, and also in honor of Mountain Man Dean, former wrestler as well too. Again, kind of a more of a face character at this point, but also like just never got over with the fans and stuff like that. And so yeah, so just kind of how it played out. Cactus was all over the place, and so he spent some time in Japan. He spent some time at ECW, WCW. He was just all over the place, really just building his career at this point. Like he's doing a little bit of everything, and so just kind of, you know, a lot of the story. Like these guys just really all over the place, and so kind of what happened and things like that. So yeah, I just say interesting. There's really no other way to kind of put it. Just odd, really. Yeah. So it really is, you know. So PWI on this one, Cactus was 27, Max Payne 177, Brian Knobbs 66, Jerry Sags 52. Big, you know, big thumbs up for this card just in general. Big thumbs up, 90% really. Getting good in the middle was 6%, so really high. The Flair Steamboat main event was actually the top vote getter, with this match getting the second most. It was 114-100, so still very close. And Observer newsletter on this one, the Nasty Boys won a Chicago Street Fight from Max, won a Chicago Street Fight from Max Payne and Cactus Jack in 8:59. One of the wildest, sickest, and most brutal matches you'll ever see. Jack took the sickest bump off the ramp onto the concrete, sounding like a watermelon that was being splattered on concrete. Sags then used a shovel and gave Jack what looked to be a shot to the head, far too brutal for words, and got the pin. After the match, the Nasties KO'd Payne by destroying a table over him. One of the most brutal matches of all time. 4.5 stars. So, Tom, what's your score?
Dude, I have this at an 8.
Okay.
I think this was like... I mean, it was wild. It was really fun. It was random as hell. I mean, it was sloppy and messy and ugly, but like just in terms of like 10 minutes of just pure enjoyment, I thought it was excellent. For what it was. And you can't do it all the time, and you don't want every match to look like this, but I really enjoyed it, like far more than I would have ever expected. What about you?
I've actually got this a little lower. I've actually got it at a 6.5. I don't know what it is, but like after watching it now, I don't know if it wasn't necessarily the brutality of it, but it was almost too much of a clusterfuck for me. I think it was just, it was all over the board. I do think like it was, you know, I enjoyed it, but I just can't score it high because it's just, it was so all over the place. It was hard to follow. Like some of the shots were brutal. Like, yeah, and I'm with you. We don't need that every single, every week, every match, anything like that. But also like, it just like, it was just crazy. And it was, you know, it, I feel like I didn't even watch half the match because the picture in picture, I missed so much. And so, and the final, what, minute of it was the craziest freaking thing ever. And so, yeah, like just nutty really. So, I'm going a little lower, like I said, cause it's just some was not sitting right with me. And so I'm not sure what it is, but that's what I'm going to go with. So, yeah, a little lower, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. Just I agree, but it was, go back and watch this one.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I gave it 6.5, but I'm also going to say, like, go watch it because it's crazy. Like, it really is. So that's all right, though.
Yeah. Right. That was wild.
Right, what do we got to say here? Yeah, we're both, you and I are both kind of like, all right, let's get on to the next. So, good stuff though. That's all right. That's what we're all about here. So it was a good, I'm glad we covered it no matter what. So, yeah, so good stuff. So a few things to remind everyone. We haven't reminded everyone in a long time. Make sure you're giving us a good rating on Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you're listening to. 5 stars. It helps us a little bit and it moves us up the charts, keeps us in your feed. And so we appreciate that. So 5 stars for the payoff, of course. And then don't forget as well too, using that manscaped.com promo code, still always out there, payoff 20, payoff 20. What's it getting you for that 20? 20% off and free shipping. The whole store, everything. Fill your cart. Doesn't matter what you put in there. Like at this point, like, hey, it, like, you know, it's about to be June here. We got a day or so here. So let's look our best this summer. Let's have our beach bods ready. You know, let's everyone appreciate, you know, how we're looking. I know, you know, you don't want that just unsightly hair kind of sticking out of your, you know, whatever your Speedo, whatever it might be, look your best. And so, payoff 20, use that promo code at manscaped.com for free shipping and 20% off everything in the store.
Love it. Fun episode, man.
Yep. Absolutely.
I don't even know what we're doing next week.
So we are, we're kind of catching up. We got a backlash match that we're covering, but June has turned into King of the Ring month for us. And so we don't have it anymore. We've got a few King of the Ring shows kind of wedged in between, you know, Forbidden Door. We're going back to ECW in June as well too. It's time because the end of June, it's crazy to say, you and I are blowing the doors off here for episode number 150, 150 episodes of the payoff. Crazy to think that, you know, it feels like last week we were just talking to Vicky Guerrero on one, but here we are for 150 at the end of June.
Crazy.
Good stuff all June.
Awesome. Well, as always, appreciate you joining us, and we'll see you next week on an all new episode of The Payoff.